Johnny presents The Philip Morris Playhouse, produced, edited, and directed by William Spear. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to wake up fresh with no cigarette hangover. Yes, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoke Philip Morris today.
Call for Philip Morris.
And now we bring you The Iron Man, tonight's production in the Philip Morris Playhouse.
There won't be no crepe hung out for Rodney. No fancy flowers, nor blue serge burying clothes, nor pole bearers from the lodge. Not now. No. No kind of send-off at all. Rodney's taken the big trip all alone. He never had no friends. Nobody cared much about Rodney. Whether he lived or died or had a place to lay his head at night. Nobody, that is, except Doc and Jerry and me. So, I guess now that Rodney has took off for real, it's up to me to write his biology. Doc?
Yeah, Mike?
Give me the blotter. I'm lousing up the whole stinking page. The story of Rodney Donahue is best told, like most stories, from the beginning. But before we start, I must ask you to hold on to your hat, because the whole thing is pretty incredulous. I've been tending bar at the Shamrock Club for 15 years. You know, sherry a dime, rye two bits, hold on to your glass when the L goes by. Well, I ain't the worrying kind, and neither are Doc and Jerry, my partners. But this particular winter, business was null and void. A malicious wave of temperance had apparently hit our district. The drinkers were staying away in droves. And it couldn't have happened at a waste time. Mr. Stevens, the guy who held the mortgage on the joint, finally come in one day and laid it on the line.
Get it up!
$1,200 in 2 weeks. Doc came in right after Stevens left. So I told him right away. But Jerry was busy all day driving his taxicab, so I couldn't tell him that night. We sat around the table in the back room with our chins in our hands, thinking how cold the snow was outside.
$1,200, sure, it's a cinch. And while you're wrapping it up, throw in the moon.
Listen, Jerry, you're taking in $10 a day driving that taxi, huh?
I ain't prepared to cope with $1,200.
Doc?
Don't look at me. The only $1,200 I'll ever see is in my social security number.
I knew we shouldn't have done it.
What?
That sure thing at Hialeah. I never knew a horse could run backwards.
Well, that was your idea, putting the grand on him.
Skip it. No use haggling now.
If we could only find somebody looking for a worthy cause.
That's just what the Shamrock is, a worthy cause. A shelter for every stumble bum on the avenue.
What do you mean, stumble bum?
Well, there's one out there right now at the bar.
Compagno?
Yeah, 2 bits worth of sherry and he stays all night. Why don't you get rid of him?
Well, I don't know, Doc. I can't just...
That's what's keeping our regular trade away, stumble bums.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I wouldn't want to set up the bar if there was a guy at my elbow hitting me for a free ride every 2 minutes, would you?
I never thought of that.
Well, throw him out.
Oh, Doc, it's below zero outside. The poor guy will...
You got his dough, didn't you?
Yeah, I got
his... Okay, throw him out.
Second emotion.
Okay, gents. Out he goes. Well, it was cold outside. A regular blizzard. But I tossed him out. And I guess that's what started the whole thing. Because that's where Rodney comes in. His name was Rodney Donahue, and he was a barfly like Campagno, only worse. He'd probably lost the longest weekend since the calendar was invented. 90 proof right up to the ears. He was sitting at the bar the next night, just like Campagno was, and I was about to give him the business. Rodney, wake up.
One moment, officer. You've got no right to assume that just because I... Oh, Mike, old boy, when did you come in?
I've been here all night. Look, you want another drink?
Oh, to be sure I want another drink. Only one difficulty.
Yeah, I know. You're fresh out of money.
How accurately you divine my hidden purpose. But seriously, old man...
Look, the house ain't buying tonight, Rodney. And sleeping quarters is outside.
What?
Now, suppose you get yourself off that stool and just...
Oh, I couldn't think of going. The night's young.
I'm sorry, Rodney. Look, new Mike. Policy. Out...
Mike, well, aren't you Mike, being...
What? Well, what's the matter, Jim? What?
You seen the evening paper?
No, what?
Where's Doc?
In the back room. What's the matter?
Come on.
I got to tend to Rodney here.
No, this is more important.
Okay. Lay down. I'll be with you in a minute, Rodney.
Doc. You seen a paper?
No.
For God's sakes, what is it?
Oh, now listen.
What?
Man dies of exposure in Central Park. The frozen body of Ernest Compagno, an itinerant, that's Italian, was discovered in Central Park this morning by Patrolman Joseph Roche of the city police.
Compagno?
Now, wait a minute. Condition of the body indicates that the man, a chronic alcoholic, was wandering in a park at a late hour last night and was overcome by the cold.
Well, what's so exciting about that?
Yeah, what's so
important? I ain't finished yet. Wait. The dead man left an estate of approximately $10,000, made up entirely of a life insurance policy, with a daughter living on the Pacific Coast as sole beneficiary.
That all?
Yeah.
Too bad. Well, I got to get back to Rodney.
Wait a minute, Mike.
Huh?
$10,000.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry, the poor old guy's death was a kind of a blessing in a way.
Yeah, that's it. A blessing.
A slave to demon rum. His life a shambles.
What are you talking about?
You know, maybe we got a mission in life. Maybe we're just what these poor guys need. There's a lot more like Compagno, you know.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold. Wait a minute now. What?
Do you get it, Mike?
What do you mean? They ain't got no dough.
Well, neither did Compagno. All he had was a nice, fat insurance policy.
Made out to his daughter. Now, maybe we could find one without any daughters. Huh, Doc?
Well, lots of people don't have daughters, but they have insurance policies.
Hey, wait a minute.
Ah, he's catching on.
And if he was to become a partner of ours, he'd need an insurance policy to protect us. His beneficiaries.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, all we need is a guy like that.
Hey, where is everybody?
Uh-huh. All we need is a guy like...
Rodney.
Rodney?
Rodney.
You have heard Act One of The Iron Man. In this brief intermission for a smoke in the Philip Morris Playhouse, may we have your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. When your cigarette leaves a stale, musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth, that's cigarette hangover. When your cigarette leaves your throat tight, dry, uncomfortable, that's cigarette hangover. Yes, that's what takes the joy out of smoking. And when that happens to you, it's time to change to Philip Morris. Remember, Philip Morris is the one, the only cigarette proved definitely less irritating, definitely milder than any other leading brand. That fact is recognized by eminent medical authorities. No other cigarette can make that statement. Remember, top-ranking doctors, eminent nose and throat specialists, actually suggest Philip Morris in cases of irritation due to smoking. That's why we say, if you're tired of cigarette hangover, join the millions and change to Philip Morris. You, too, will discover in Philip Morris a milder smoke, a fresher, cleaner smoke than you've ever known before. Yes, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoke Philip Morris today. Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. Now, with Sidney Miller as Mike McGovern, we bring you Act Two of The Iron Man, tonight's production in the Philip Morris Playhouse.
I was worried about Rodney a little. He was so weak, so frail and helpless, without no family connections or nothing. And while we talked to him that night, I began to worry for fear he'd keel over before we got him covered with insurance.
You see, Rodney, what this place needs is a kind of customer's man.
A host. Yeah. That's it, Rodney. A guy who'll make the other customers feel at home. You get it?
Oh, wait a minute now. You mean you want to make me a full partner?
Yeah, you're just like the rest of us.
Yeah, even Stephen.
Yeah?
You'll get a quarter interest in the place.
Not so fast. What's it going to cost me?
Nothing. Not a cent.
You'll get a fourth of the take.
That's 25%.
Of course. And all you want to drink.
Oh, I'm dead.
Huh?
I must be. I'm in heaven. Well, let's tip the flowing bowl.
Not yet. No drinks tonight.
Why?
Why, you got to be in shape for your examination tomorrow for the insurance policy. Understand, we're giving you a quarter interest in the place, and we got to have protection.
Well, if you must, you must. Now, where do I sign?
Right here, Rodney. Right here. Here's a pen. $1,800. Now, wait a minute, bro.
You're lucky to get that. There's something fishy about the whole thing anyway. Why are you guys so
I told you why. He's our partner. $1,800. I thought your outfit insured people.
You should have seen the doc when he was going over Rodney.
There's nothing wrong with him.
Nothing a miracle wouldn't cure. A liver you could bounce like a rubber ball. Stomach like a sieve.
Is that all?
Everything's wrong with him. The doc said he never saw kidneys like that in his whole life. Well, here's the policy. Premiums due in advance, $60.
We thought it might look too convenient if it happened right away. So we waited 2 days. I went to work on Rodney Thursday night. And when I let Jerry take over, I had the feeling the money was in the bank. Doc was waiting for me in the back room.
How is he?
Oh, we're getting there. His mother was frightened by a sponge, but we're getting there. Jerry is now guiding the glass to his mouth.
How's the weather?
Oh, lovely. Never saw such a night. 5 below, Doc. A 40-mile wind. Lots of snow.
Well, he ought to be about ready now. I'll go check.
Okay.
Now, Rodney, old boy, mustn't spill it. Drink it down. Every drop, just like a little man.
Could I have a chaser?
He's getting finicky, Mike.
I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong. I love my job. I've never been happier in my work. It's just that I want to...
What do you want, Rodney?
Oh, I want to go to bed.
Can you imagine that, Mike? First day on the job and a guy wants to quit an hour early.
Oh, Rodney, you are a clock watcher.
Please, Mr. McGovern. Whatever the cost, let our keyword be harmony. And whatever the task, you'll find a donor who never quits. Though the path be long, though the way be hard, remember this, I'm with you, pard. I want to go to bed.
Rodney, you ain't doing so well.
Look, how about another drink, huh? Just one more.
A nightcap?
Well, it's about time. Whether you like it or not, I got a contract that says I'm a partner in this business. And when I want a drink, I get a drink.
But that's just...
But me no buts, peasant. Pour me a drink.
Sure, Rodney. Say when.
It's full.
Okay, when?
At 11:30, we hustled him feet first out of the Shamrock and into Jerry's cab. Oh, it was a cinch. Nothing to it. We left him in a snowbank in Central Park near where they found Compagno. Then went back to the bar and waited all night for the morning papers. At 7 o'clock, we got one.
Curtis, Davenport, Dillingham, Drake. No Donahoe.
Yeah, let me see it, Jerry.
No use, Mike. Rodney just ain't in the obituaries.
He couldn't even walk last night. He's just covered with snow and they ain't found him yet.
There's an article here about an unidentified drunk who smashed a $300 store window on Fifth Avenue.
Where?
I ain't like that.
What?
Rodney.
Hey, what?
Oh, just keep your seats, gentlemen. I didn't mean to startle you. Just dropped in to apologize.
Apologize?
A Donahue's never afraid to admit he's wrong. No question of it. I partook too freely and I'm sorry.
Sorry about what?
The window.
Now, wait a minute. Are you the guy?
Yeah,
who...
I'm a little unruly when I'm in my cups. I told him you'd take care of it, being my partner and all. The man will be out this afternoon.
How much, Rodney?
$300.
$300?
Yeah. Well, what's the matter?
Nothing, Rodney.
Well,
nothing.
Well, then, partners, how about a little drink, huh?
Holy cow, look at that snow. I can hardly see.
What time is it, Mike?
1:15.
How is he?
I ain't sure, but I think he's in a coma. You know...
Never mind.
Okay. You know...
All right, what is it?
I got a feeling maybe we went too far.
Huh?
Champagne, cream de mint, beer.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, only I do not approve of the cleaning fluid. We are liable to poison the guy.
Shut up. This time he goes out for keeps. How much farther, Jerry?
We're almost there.
Well, where are we going?
To the fountain. That's where we're going to put Rodney. Ain't a man living can stay alive soaking wet in 10 below.
Give me another aspirin, Doc.
You get it. I got my feet in hot water.
What's that paper going to get here?
Take it easy. These things take time.
We should have hired by now. It's almost noon.
Jay, drive us over at the park.
Huh? The scene of the crime? Doc, caution.
Well, you can't use my cab anyway. I sold the tires.
What for?
For $20. I made a parley at Hialeah this morning.
You dumb clock. $20 on a horse race. How are we going to pay for Rodney's window?
Oh, shut up.
Well, look here. You get to know it if you
calm,
think...
Calm, fellas, calm. As the good late Rodney said, let harmony be our keynote, be it ever so.
Is Mike McGovern here?
Yeah, officer. I am him.
Good. Rose from headquarters. These your partners?
Yeah. This here is Jerry Mulvaney, and this is Doc Haviland.
How you doing? Well, I got some bad news for you.
Yeah?
No kidding?
We picked up Rodney Donahue this morning.
Gee. Oh, that's too bad. Okay.
Yeah. I knew it would be a shock to you.
Well, we'll just have to carry on, I guess.
Yeah. Well, these things happen, you know.
They sure do.
You had some sort of an arrangement with him, a partnership or something?
Yeah, he was a member of the corporation.
A valued member.
I see.
When did you find him, officer?
Oh, this morning.
Officer, I hope he had an easy death.
Death? I only wish he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
We picked him up for turning in 5 false alarms last night, and it's going to cost you $100 to bail him out. You can pick him up at the station this afternoon.
You know...
Shut up.
Okay. You know...
Okay, what is it?
There's only one conclusion. Rodney is immortal.
Well, it's now or never.
You are right there. It is him or us tonight. I got a slight touch of pneumonia.
Yeah, me too.
Is he still out?
He ain't moved for 15 minutes.
Hey, now, watch it, Jerry. Keep your eyes on the road, will you?
I can't help it. I'm nervous. This thing is getting too big for us, Doc.
Oh, forget it. This one's going to do it, I tell you. Take the next turn to the left, Jerry.
Okay.
Hey, what are we going to do?
Run over him. Lay him out on the road and run over him. That good enough for you?
Well,
what?
That's illegal, ain't it? I guess maybe we'd all lost our faith in Rodney by then. Even Doc, who would not admit it. We did like he said. Laid Rodney out on a road in Central Park and run over him. But our hearts were not in it. Nobody said much as we waited for the paper to come again, sitting in the back room around the table. Then, finally... Yeah. Yeah, this is Mike McGovern. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Oh, sure. Oh, I understand. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, all those things happen. Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Huh?
Sure. Shut up. Yeah, well, it takes time, you know. Sure, call me.
Well, who was it?
The hospital. It seems Rodney has a slight concussion. They might have to hold him a week.
Did you sell all the liquor, Mike?
Every drop in the house. Wholesale. And we still owe $60 on Rodney's hospital bill.
Where's Jerry?
He went down to the bookies. His 20-buck parlay runs today.
Maybe I ought to talk to Stevens about that mortgage.
That wouldn't do no good unless you can talk $1,200.
What's that?
It ain't a customer.
Make fun of me, will you, huh? Give me the old raspberry, huh?
What's eating you?
Give me some space, Doc.
What you got, Jerry? What is it?
Just watch. The hand is quicker than the eye. Now, 500, what? 600, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12.
$1,200?
And that ain't all. There's another grand in my pocket. Huh? So I don't know the horses, huh? So I don't know a long shot when I see one,
the
huh?
The parlay.
Sure.
We can pay off.
Christopher, we're in.
Oh, someone at the door.
Oh, don't open it, Jerry. It might be a customer. Let's see.
No. Better go see.
Oh, gee, it's good to see you, Jerry.
Rodney.
Well, aren't you going to let me in? It's cold out here.
Hey, Rodney wants to come in. Get out, you stumblebum.
Oh, Doc, I got to have a drink. Listen, I've been in the hospital. Nothing but food for 10 days.
Don't tell us how long, pal. We got the bill. Throw him out,
oh,
Jerry.
Oh, you can't, Doc. I got to have a drink.
Doc, maybe we ought to give Rodney a little send-off.
Yeah, give me a drink.
Send him off all right, that little double-crosser. Toss him out, Jerry.
Now, wait.
Out.
You can't do this.
Come
I'm
on.
A partner. Hey, partnership is dissolved, Rodney, as of now.
Beat it.
Oh, wait. Please, Doc, please.
You heard what the man
just
said, Rodney.
That takes care of Rod.
Hey, it sure does.
Yeah. Let's see now. Where were we?
Well, I was singing lead. Let's go.
Does your mother come from Ireland?
Well, it was tough. But that's the way it had to be, I guess. After all, Rodney never played square with us, so I guess we never owed him nothing. Anyway, the next morning, we were sitting in the back room making out an order for a new stock of liquor when the door opened and...
Oh, Officer Rhodes.
Ah, hello, Officer. Have a chair.
I'd rather stand.
Okay.
Well?
Well, what?
Did you collect it?
The bet? Oh, I sure did. 22.
No, not the bet. I mean the insurance.
Huh? The insurance?
On Rodney Donahue.
What are you talking about?
He's dead, you know.
Holy cow, it killed him.
What killed him?
Oh, we should have known that was the one thing. Taking him off the
Shut
stuff.
Up, Jerry.
No, go on, Jerry. Go on. This is interesting. You knocked him off, didn't you? Stuck him in Central Park last night in the middle of a snowstorm.
We knocked him off? Now, wait a minute.
The solid food killed him, that's why.
Oh, that's it, huh? But you were sure 10 days ago that he was dead when I came in about the false alarms? How come?
Well, you see...
And how does it happen that the tire tracks in that snow the night he was run down matched yours, Jerry?
Oh, now, wait a minute. You got this thing all wrong.
Yeah, don't give me that. What about the insurance policy? Dan Brody tells me he issued one to Mike the same week it happened. You bought it because you needed $1,200 to pay off the mortgage, right?
I tell you, we had nothing to do with it. He came around last night for a drink and we threw him out.
Shut up. You killed him and you know it.
Oh, we didn't kill him. We tried.
Mike. Oh, you tried, huh? Well, that's good enough for me. Stick out your hands, all of you. I just happen to have 3 pairs of handcuffs.
Now listen, Chief.
And there's a warrant in my pocket. Now, if you gents will be so good as to stick out your hands, I'll be happy to supply you with the hardware.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
What? Huh? No. No.
Hiya, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
Morning, Rodney.
Well, what's the matter with the officer here?
Donahue, you're dead. You...
Ah, he just don't know you as well as we do, Rodney. Partner, what'll you have?
Bourbon. Tall, cool, and tinkling. It's a long, dry walk from the morgue.
Mm-hmm. And so it is because we feel the story of Rodney Donahue should be put down for posteriority, I have wrote this account of the pleasant relationship we had with him. Doc and Jerry and me are living together now. And it was quite a joke to hear it was finally taken off. It was liquor finally got him, they tell me. He cashed in on the Shamrock and went hog wild on the money. And it was in some such dude hangout as the store club that he bought him some fancy drink with fruit and all. And the toothpick got caught crosswise in his throat, and Rodney choked to death. Rodney was a good and true friend. Cheerful and generous to the last. And one of the best drinkers I have ever run across. And while our hopes and plans for Rodney never quite came off, I am sorry to say that the people of the state of New York give us an A for effort. Respectively submitted, Michael J. McGovern, number 3487156.
Tonight, the Philip Morris Playhouse presented The Iron Man, produced, edited, and directed by William Spear. Sidney Miller was Mike, Jerry Hausner Jerry, James Matthews Doc, and Joseph Kearns was Rodney.
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to wake up fresh with no cigarette hangover.
Yes, that's something more and more smokers who have changed to Philip Morris are discovering every day. Millions of new smokers now enjoy in Philip Morris a milder smoke, a fresher, cleaner smoke than they've ever known before.
And for a good reason. For in Philip Morris, they enjoy the one cigarette proved definitely less irritating, definitely milder than any other leading brand. Yes, it's actually suggested by top-ranking doctors, eminent nose and throat specialists, in cases of irritation due to smoking.
Doesn't it make good sense for you, too, to try Philip Morris? Yes, join the millions and see what a difference it makes. What a pleasure it is to smoke America's finest cigarette. Next time you step up to a cigarette counter, call for Philip Morris. And remember, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoke Philip Morris today.
Folks, this is John Holbrook. I just want to say that starting next Thursday over these same stations, Philip Morris is proud to present one of the greatest crime mystery thrillers on the air, the popular Crime Photographer.
Cobo, Crime Photographer!
Make a date to hear Crime Photographer next Thursday night. That's next Thursday, August 4th, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time over the CBS network. In the meantime, don't forget to... Smoke a pipe?
You get real solace, comfort, and pleasure from Revelation. Plus...
smooth burning. Plus...
what a swell aroma.
Revelation pipe tobacco is a revelation in smoking pleasure.
Only 15 cents. Try Revelation. Tonight's original radio play was by Harold Swanton. Music on the Philip Morris Playhouse is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. All names and characters used on this program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This is Art Ballinger saying good night for Philip Morris. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.